Tuesday 1, December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 58 and other related scriptures as we see the need for nation rebuilding, old waste places being rebuilt, raising up the foundations for many generations, repairing the breaches that have been broken down, and restoring paths so that they can be safely dwelt in. We find all of this in Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 12. Now today we're going to start reading in this chapter. By the way, this is a very short chapter, only 14 verses long, but all what it contains. And then as you go into chapter 59, which is a continuation, of course, we find why we need what's written about in chapter 58. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. And he goes on to say, in the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know them. What we want to do is get back on the straight path. We want to get back on the right way. We want to get back to the true foundation. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, when the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned that he is seen in all the Old Testament, beginning at Moses and going through the prophets and the Psalms, of course, the book of Isaiah is one of those prophetic books. I call the book of Isaiah the gospel of the Old Testament. I love the Bible. I love the whole Bible. But I'm telling you, I'm especially attracted to the book of Isaiah. And here in this precious book, in chapter 53, you have the birth, life, and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, the purpose of his dying. You have the gospel in a nutshell in Isaiah chapter 53. Now in chapter 58, we'll begin reading. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. God admonishes Isaiah to get up and preach, to cry aloud. He said, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Now, please don't get me wrong about what I'm about to say. There is a place for teaching in the Word of God. We need to teach. We're exhorted to teach. We're to go into all the world and teach all nations. That is absolutely the truth. But there is also a need for preaching. And though what we preach should be able to give people information that they can learn by and learn from and thereby be taught, I'm simply saying there is a distinction between preaching and teaching. So much ministry today has gone to just a, quote, teaching, end quote, ministry. No longer is there a lifting up the voice and crying out against sin. Well, you say, preacher, I just don't think that's necessary. Well, you're welcome to your own opinion, but what I read here in the Word of God is just as clear as it can be. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Now, we do a lot of preaching on seeking to win people to Christ, and so we should. We've been commissioned to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But, dear friend, people are not going to want to get saved unless they realize that they're lost and in sin. And Christians are not going to be willing to get right with God, not even going to want to get right with God, unless their sins are rebuked, they're rebuked for their sins. And by the way, that includes me, that includes you if you're saved, and whoever it might be. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. You've heard me quote old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. many times on these programs over the years. I had the great privilege of sitting under his ministry about the last phase of his active ministry when I was in school. And that dear old man, he had a message, let me tell you. And when we walked into the chapel service, if he was standing already behind the pulpit, I can see him right now just hunched over a little bit with hands on each side of the pulpit. And he was not even going to his seat and waiting to be called to come and preach. He would say to the song leader, Mr. Gustafson, Gus, let's have one verse. And I'll tell you, we would sing. We knew that we were going to be preached to that day. Now, we got a lot of teaching down there. We had some good teachers, by the way. And I thank the Lord for them. But we knew that we were going to get preached to that day, for the man of God had the word of God and he had a burden on his heart. And he was going to rebuke some sin, I'll assure you of that. Verse 2 of Isaiah 58, Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Now, outwardly, these people were doing all right. Did you catch it in this scripture? He said, they seek me daily. They delight to know my ways. We really want to hear the word of God, they said. A nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice, and they take delight in approaching to God. But something was missing. The power and protection of God was missing. Here's what they say. Here is their complaint, beginning in verse 3. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and exact your own labors. God answered them in a hurry. They said, Now, Lord, we really like to hear your word, and we have been fasting, but we've not been seeing any results from it. He said, you didn't see us, and we've afflicted our soul. And, Lord, you didn't take any knowledge of it. And God is quick to reply. He said, Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate and smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. God said, Yes, you've been going through a ritual of fasting, but your heart's not right. You see, dear friend, fasting is good and fasting is scriptural. Prayer is good and prayer is scriptural. But if we're going to pray and fast, we got to have some things right on the inside as well. And we're not going to see the results simply because we go through the motion or we go through the procedure. No, our hearts are going to have to be right with God. And he addresses this. We'll get as far as we can. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, in verse 5, a day for a man to afflict his soul and to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes unto him? Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day to the Lord? He said, you've got the outward appearance. Listen to verse 6. Here's God speaking now. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness and undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as a morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. My, it's hard to realize we're already through this broadcast today. We'll get back into this tomorrow. He said, yes, you're going through an outward observance of fasting and afflicting your bodies, but you haven't gone through the matter of getting your heart right with God, and what you're fasting for is wrong. You need to put, as it were, feet on your prayers. You need to be doing the works of righteousness for me to bless you, not just say the words, not just go through the procedures. And this is not speaking about salvation. This is not a work salvation. This is working because we are saved. This is to serve God because we know him. Our Heavenly Father, do bless us now with thy word. I want to be faithful to thee. God, certainly you speak to my heart as I seek to speak to others. May we, Lord, be obedient to thee. And and choose the fast that thou hast chosen, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.